Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
I'd like to introduce Karen Easthope, who is the Enterprise Events Coordinator at Queen Alexandra College, Birmingham. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen, and welcome on to VI Talk. And we're talking to you today as we launch our Countdown to Site Village features. It's the biggest event of the sort of exhibitions calendar for site loss and services. So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of, you know, what you do?
Yeah, sure. I'm the Enterprise Events Coordinator, which is a bit of a long-winded title, to be fair. But I work at Queen Alexandra College in Harborne in Birmingham. I've been there for 9 years now, and a major part of my role is organising the Site Village exhibitions across the country. It is only part of my role. I do a lot of other things, but this takes up a vast amount of my time, as you can imagine, with at least five shows every year. It's a major part of my day.
So can you tell us how long Site Village has been running for now? It is a long time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We're in our 22nd year for Birmingham. It started all those years ago when I was very, very young, obviously, and it started in the college itself. So we took over as soon as our students finished in July. Essentially, we ripped out all the classrooms and the exhibitors moved in, and we took over the whole of the college. It quickly outgrew that and went to another venue on the Hagley Road, which is not too far away from the centre of Birmingham. Again, we outgrew that and we're now at New Bingley Hall. I think this is our seventh year at New Bingley Hall in Hockley in Birmingham.
Wow, is it that long? I didn't realise you'd been that long at Bingley Hall, but wow. Right, so this year you've got, as you mentioned, you've got five events on. Do you want to say where they are and maybe the dates so people, if they can't make Birmingham, have at least got a chance at making one of the other events?
Absolutely. Right. Well, we kick off the season in Edinburgh on the 21st of April. And then the very next day on the 22nd of April, we are off to Glasgow. The Birmingham event is 14th and 15th of July, as usual. Then this year we're going to Manchester. We did Manchester last in 2013. So we did Leeds last year. What we've decided to do is alternate between the two. So it's Manchester's turn to host it this year. And then we end the season on the 3rd and the 4th of November in London.
Right. So do you find, just on that one, because obviously London and Birmingham are the main two events, do you class London or Birmingham as like the main event of the year now? Or is London catching up?
London is catching up, yeah. Birmingham is really the showcase event and we'd like to keep it that way because we host seminars and we attract exhibitors from across the pond, from the USA and also from Northern Europe and Ireland, actually. So we are very conscious that that is our parent exhibition, as it were. But London is catching up. They're both very important in the calendar. And really, all the site villages, it's the only opportunity to see absolutely every provider under one roof. There are lots of little shows that take place throughout the year at various places and run by local societies, which are fantastic. But Site Village offers you the chance to compare everything that's on the market side by side.
So what can people expect to find at Site Village Birmingham this year?
Okay, well, generally, exhibitors like to showcase or launch new products at the Birmingham event. And so a lot of that will be shrouded in secrecy until nearer the time. But very much anybody that's looking for smartphone, Android technology, mobile technology, absolutely come to Site Village because we've got all the latest there, especially with a couple of exhibitors called Synaptic and the other Tellurian, and they do really showcase the latest in mobile technology. And there's high tech stuff, computer software, etc., imaging screen readers, and there's all sorts of stuff like that. And there's also, it's not all technical, there are lots and lots of smaller organisations that offer support and services to people who have low vision. So if anybody that's looking for magnification, handheld magnification, this Sight Village is the place to come.
And I know in the past, and I don't think you had it last year, and correct me if I was wrong, you had like the reading room or the reading area. I think you sort of merged a lot of things together. Is that something, was that done purposely last year, or is that something you might bring back?
Well, the reading room came about because Calibre Audio Library at the time, a few years back now, wanted to bring everybody together and have, and it was their idea to have the brand it as the reading room. It hasn't particularly worked. I think they felt a little bit segregated from the rest of us. And I think that one or two were brave enough a few years back, a couple of years now, to say, can we come out of this and go back into the main exhibition area? And then once one or two had done it, then, you know, everybody else followed suit. So we won't, I don't think, be bringing back the reading room.
I guess it's a learning curve, isn't it? That each year you kind of learn from what happened years before and can change it. You know, nothing's set in stone, is it, I guess?
No, absolutely not, yeah.
How can people find out more information about the upcoming events? And also, I know there's something really important you want to try and advise and encourage people to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first port of call is the website, which is www.qacsightvillage.org.uk, or they can phone 0121 428 5041 and that will come straight through to one of the team in the office. But really what we want to do is try and encourage as many people to pre-register their attendance at the events as possible. Now we're just about to put a pre-registration link on the website. If people don't have access to a computer and they're not able to do that, please, please phone the office again on 0121 428 5041. All we want is your name and an email address, or if you haven't got an email address, your home address, so we can just send you some information running up to the event. But it will cut down the queues when you arrive, particularly with the Birmingham and London events. If anybody's been to that, and that everybody arrives at 11 o'clock, so you're queuing out the door, this will hopefully speed it up. So if as many people could do that this year as possible, that would help.
If anybody's worried about coming, you know, perhaps they're on their own or perhaps it's their first time, you do have guides as well, don't you?
We do. At the Birmingham event in particular, we have the local secondary school, and we get more and more and more of those young ladies and gentlemen now. Last year, we had over 70 volunteers at the Birmingham event. At the road shows, such as Scotland and the Manchester shows, then we don't have as many, but we do try to get volunteers at the events and help out. London, again, we have people situated at Kensington Underground, High Street at the Underground Station, and they escort people up to Sight Village, Kensington Town Hall. Birmingham this year, we're really, really lucky because we're working with guide dogs who are supporting us and offering us volunteers at New Street Station. So if anybody's seen on the news that New Street Station is undergoing various facelift, basically. It's still chaotic there, I believe. Don't worry. Please come, because we're going to have lots and lots of volunteers at New Street Station who will meet you and put you into a taxi or a bus, and we'll get you to Sight Village.
Fantastic. So no reason why people shouldn't be, you know, able to come. Don't be afraid.
No, absolutely.
One thing I found for people who are thinking of going, this is personal experience for the number of times I've been, I've made a few days of it, and you can quite easily get quite low-cost accommodation, travel lodge within Birmingham. So if you're coming with family or friends, you want to make a, you know, 2 or 3 days and do a day at Sight Village, it's pretty easy to do and it's pretty reasonable, which is one good thing about Birmingham. It's not a bad city either.
So no, the hotels are very reasonable. And also, I do have a hotel consultant who has negotiated favourable rates at one of the hotels on the Broad Street. So if anybody is thinking of staying, if they get in touch with me, I'm more than happy to send those details out to somebody.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, yeah, no reason. Just first point of call, get in touch with you or one of the
Absolutely.
Team. And you'll help out where you can.
We will.
Thank you very much, Karen. It's been great talking to you. And obviously, as we launch the Countdown to Site Village sort of section on our audio boom and across our media channels, and you know, again, do get in touch with Karen and the team and online. And we hope to see you at Site Village. So thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks, Karen. Thank you very much.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.